the best looking people you can't see on the radio.
I dress like a streetwalker.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Start over.
What happened to you, Al?
I couldn't hear the earbuds in.
I couldn't hear the music.
Why?
His headphones weren't in.
I couldn't hear anything.
Right. Oh, man.
This was written by Tony Sanchez.
Shout out.
Come on.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. You wake up. Call us first. Beat the bank. Is bigger than the universe or the world, whichever is bigger. Beat the bang.
Did you improvise on that?
I did.
You sure did?
A little bit. I had to cut a few words out. But you know what? You can still tweet me, and you know when I read them,
you will rework it.
I'll rework it, and I'll do it. Thank you, Tony Sanchez. Thank you, buddy, for sending that in. You can tweet us. You can
text
us at 800-543-3548.
800. Oh, no.
And that's the number.
Submit your little Beat the Bank rap. I'd be happy to give you some love on it.
All right.
Here we go.
Thank you, Big Al.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing this morning?
Oh, my God. I'm so good. How are you?
We're doing great. Happy to be talking to you. You're caller number 13. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Lisa, so we can get to know you.
Well, I'm a single mom. I have a 5-year-old little boy, Lucas. He's the love of my life. Oh, my gosh, I'm shaking so much I can't even
I'm blanked out on everything else.
Oh, hold on, Lisa. Kelly wants to say something to Lucas.
Come here, little boy. Hug mama.
All right, Lisa, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it changes every single turn. We don't know how high it's going to go or how low it could be. It's up to you to decide. Once you say stop, that's how much money you and Lucas will win, and you get to keep it. But if it gets too close on you, you will win nothing, and we don't want that. All right, even if it's $1,000, you still have to yell stop, Lisa. Don't forget.
Oh, good God. Okay.
It's all there. Lucas got you. Good luck. Lisa's ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$120. $230. $300. $410.
Lisa couldn't hold it anymore.
I hear you, Lisa.
$410 for you, Lisa.
And you know what? I was almost glad you didn't ask me how I was feeling because I didn't know if I would be able to articulate how I was feeling. I was feeling like it was going to get close to the end, but not quite to the end.
You thought it was going
to
go high, but not all the way.
but I'm glad because I don't know. I wouldn't have been able to articulate
confident.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't. Not at all.
What are you going to do with $410, Lisa?
Something really fun. Take him somewhere just away for the weekend.
That'd be great.
A little mother-son date. Not too bad.
Are you going to dress him up for Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
As?
Bob Marley. He's a big Bob Marley fan.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. How old is Lucas?
Awesome.
Five. He's 5 years old.
You don't meet very many 5-year-old Bob Marley fans.
Yep.
Oh, you have no idea. He's obsessed with him, loves all the music. He's a big music person. So. Oh,
watch out for him a little later.
We might be interviewing him on the show in a few years when he gets all famous.
Lisa, I'd love it.
Lisa, just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
$520.
Oh, that's a big jump.
$900.
Oh, damn.
$900.
Oh! Hold on, Al. Did you get intel?
No, I did not. I swear.
At $900, you'd be thinking, oh, it's going all the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what, Lisa? You still got $410. That's more than you had when you started the day.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Yay. I'm happy. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
All right, Lisa. You have a happy Halloween. Take care of Lucas for us.
Bye, guys.
Bye, baby. Hold on.
Yeah, don't hang up. We got to get y'all set up.
People are going to swear that I...
The boss.
Our boss came in here yesterday.
The boss thinks you know.
Yeah.
George came in here yesterday and said, I know you're getting some info somewhere.
I'm not.
Wow.
The only person that knows where this is going is Shannon, and that's because she hits the button in the control room. Then she needs to know because it's there.
Yeah, she does not tell me. She does not look at me. Mm-hmm. I do not look at her.
We try to look at Shannon, and she keeps us. She keeps it stone cold.
I don't even look at her.
She doesn't even make facial expressions.
Dude, I hadn't looked at Shannon since what, June?
You put Shannon in a lineup, and Al couldn't pick her out right now.
No.
Couldn't tell.